We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line on Adal Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that you take the dam from the one who was mixing it, because while you did the Ketores, it was already after the Shechita of the Par, so there was someone mixing the dam, so it shouldn't get hard. Now the Kohen Gadol goes, after he finishes the Ketores, he comes back out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, walks out, and he comes to get the dam to do the Zrika inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he takes the dam, and he spritzes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same place where he was by the Ketores. He does Echas Lamayla, one above, and Sheva Lamata. And it says, the Mishnah says, Lahir Miskav Lahaz is Lamala Lamat. There wasn't Miskav to go high or low. Ela Kamatzlif, only like a Matzlif, which means, we'll see in a second. Zok to Gemara, my Kamatzlif, what's Kamatzlif mean? Machvi Rabbi Yehuda, who just showed the means, it means, Kim Nagdana, which means like someone who gives Malkus. When someone gives Malkus, hits with a Ritzua, he goes from the shoulder down. And that's how he did the eight, the one Lamaila, and eight, seven Lamata, the eight went one after another, like in a row, like in a ladder. One after another, higher to lower, that was the eight Zrikas. Tana, we looked at a Braisa, Kishu Maza, Eina Maza ala Kapiris. He doesn't spritz on the Kapiris Mamish. The Kapiris is the cover of the Oren, it doesn't Zarek Mamish on the Kapiris. Ela Kenegra Ivesh ala Kapiris. He sticks out his hand towards the thickness of the kapiris, and his maza towards that, kusha maza l'mayla, his maza l'mayla, mitzad yad l'mata. His back of his hand is facing downwards, and his palm is facing upwards, and he goes upward the motion of spritzing l'mayla. That's the one l'mayla. Kusha maza l'mata, mitzad yad l'mayla. He turns his hand over, where his palm of his hand is facing down, and that's how he spritzes le. When it lamata, that's how he spritzes lamata. Again, shemaz lamayla mitzad yod lamata. Shemaz lamata mitzad yod, which means his back of his hand is lamayla, and that's how he spritzes. That's how he spritzes, and that goes. That's the sheva lamata. But of course, they're all in the same row. They're not really with a landing. It's not really much of a difference. They're just landing in a row, but just the way you hold a hand. That's the difference between achas lamayla and sheva lamata. Now, menorah amili, what's the mekar that you're not zerik on the kapiris taka? Maybe because the pasuk really says. That's the lashon. So it sounds like maybe you should be maza on the kaparis mamish. How do you know not? So the Gemara is going to make a drasha by having a few extra words. Just a little akdama. If you look at the psukim, by there's hazaras hapar and hazaras hasar. We know. We bring two behemoths into the kaparis mamish besides for the kaparis. We bring the dam, the blood of the par, and we bring the dam of the sa'ir into the kaparis hakadoshim. By the par, it says. The lashon like this: V'hiza betzpoy al pnei kaparis kemo pnei kaparis yada sheva pa'amim and adam betzpoy. So you notice it says seven times lamata, but doesn't say the one lamaila. Just says v'hiza betzpoy al pnei kaparis. Doesn't say how many times. By the soyer, the opposite. It says v'hiza oisoy al hakaparis v'pnei kaparis. So oisoy is mashma one zrika, but doesn't say sheva lamata. Just says pnei kaparis. So. The Gemara later on will learn out one from another. It says in the pasuk, "Va'asa by the sar." It says, "Va'asa as dama ikasha asa l'dama par." You do the sar like the par, and therefore learn from each other. By sar, it's mefurish one. You learn out the par is one lamala, and by par it says seven lamata mefurish. It learns out the sar. That's what comes out of the Gemara later on. Just have to know the akdama for the next Gemara. So the Gemara now asks here, how do we know it's not alaka paris mamish? When not immediately, how do you know you don't make a zrika mamish on the kapiris? Amar of Acha by Yaakov, Amar of Zera, Amar Kra. The pasuk says like this: V'hiza. This pasuk is by the sa'ir, which is the second blood to be brought in, the second carbon. V'hiza oisoy al hakapiris v'lefnei hakapiris. That's what it says in the pasuk. And the Gemara asks: Lo yoymar lamata v'sar. Don't say lefnei hakapiris at all, since it doesn't say a number there. You anyway learning out from par that it's seven. Learn the entire thing out of par. Lo yom lamata besar, lo yitzaruch, the gomma lamata par. You're learning anyway out from the lamata of the par. So lama nemar. So why did it say the whole word lefnei hakapiris? Just to make a hekesh to al hakapiris. Like kushel al lefnei. To make a hekesh al to lefnei. Ma lefnei, the lav al, just like lefnei doesn't mean on something, it's in front of the kapiris. Af al, the al kapiris also the lav al, it's not on top of the kapiris. There's an extra word here, lefnei hakapiris is extra. Because we're anyway learning out from par. So the Fnei HaKaparis is teaching us that the Al HaKaparis is the same like Fnei HaKaparis. Just like Fnei HaKaparis is not, literally Fnei HaKaparis is not on the Kaparis, Al HaKaparis is not on the Kaparis. That's the Drasha. So Zogta Gemara, may I say the opposite Drasha? Ad the Rabbah, Lo yoimer l'mayil b'par. I'll tell you the opposite way. I'll tell you a different way to say this drasha. Don't say l'mayil b'par. Again, we say by par. It doesn't say a specific how many times l'mayil. You have to learn it from Masar. Don't say l'mayil b'par at all. Lo tzaruch. The gomer l'mayil b'masar. You learn it from Masar. So lama ne'emar. So why does it say b'chlal, the din of l'mayil b'par, where it says there, v'hizabetz boy apnei kaperis kedma. Why does it say that at all? Maybe to teach us the opposite, that both of them have to be al. Lama namra, like kushi lefnei la'al, ma'al al mamish, afafnei al mamish. So how do you know which way to do the drasha? Basically like this, in each parasha, the parasha of par and parasha of sar, there's an extra thing. By sar, what's extra is lefnei akaparis. By par, the extra is the al akaparis, the one that's the ma'ala. How do you know which one is the extra one to make the drasha? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Hi, my. If you say lamata the sar, which is extra, teaching us the hekesh that doesn't have to be al. So then we have what to do with the lamaila the par. Lamaila the par. I know what I have something to do with it. What do I do with it? I'm going to for the following brisa. Look at Tony the Beir Rav Eliezer v'Yakov. Tony the Beir Rav Eliezer v'Yakov said in the brisa, apnei akaparis kedma. The pasuk says apnei akaparis kedma, which means on the east. Zeb b'nei av, this is a b'nei av, it's a limud, called mokum shenema panai p'nei in el akadim, always means the east. Anytime there's something p'nei, p'nei ha-hechel, p'nei ha-hektish, p'nei this, it means always the east sar. So we have something to do with l'mayil l'par. But Eli Amrit, if l'mayil l'par is teaching us that everything has to be on the kapiris, l'kushe l'kushe, then l'mata d'sar l'mayosar, we have nothing to do with l'mata d'sar. Therefore we know l'mayil l'par is teaching us kedma. L'mata d'sar is extra. What's it teaching us? That l'mata d'sar, just like there, it's not on the kapiris, al is also not on the kapiris. So bottom line is, the way we know that al ha-kapiris does not mean on the kapiris mamash is a hekesh to l'mata of the sa'ir. And now, the following braisa will teach us about how many hazoyis you have, like we spoke at outside. Now we'll see it inside in this braisa. Tana Rabban. The pasuk says, this pasuk is by the halacha of the sa'ir. It says, v'hiza by the sa'ir, which is the second dam brought the curse Josh, which says this, v'hiza oisai ala kapiris, v'lefnei akapiris. But it doesn't say how many times you do the lefnei akapiris, which is the oisal kapar is the achas lamaila. The sheva lamata doesn't say lamanu kama lamaila besoyer achas. We know what lamaila besoyer is achas. Says he's oisoyer lamata besoyer any day. Lamata besoyer I don't know. Kama I don't know how much. Hareni don. I'm gonna make a limud. Nemru domim lamata bepar. But nemru domim lamata besoyer. It says domim lamata by par. It says domim lamata by soyer. Ma lamata bepar sheva. Aflamata by Sawyer Sheva. I'll make a limud. It says Domin by Par, and it says Domin here by Sawyer. I learn now, just like a Par, we know it's seven times. Mat by Sawyer is seven times. The Gemara says, no, I clach der Zu. Nemu Domala Maila Besar, Nemu Domala Mata Besar. Learn that from itself. Just like Mala Maila Besar, just like Echas the Maila Besar Achas. Aflamata by Sawyer is Achas. So how do you know to learn that from Par? Maybe learn that from itself. So the Gemara says, "Nirulimi daim donim mata mi mata." We learn, the achas, the lamata zrikas from lamata zrikas. You don't know lamata lamaila. You don't know lamata zrikas from lamaila zrikas. No, adrabba. Donim gufoy me gufoy. You learn this carbon from its own carbon. Ain donim gufoy ma'alma from a different carbon. So we're at a standstill now. We're not sure how you know that lamata by sar is seven times. Maybe it's one time. Tamulayim, the pasuk says, but also as dama. Talking about the sar, but also as dama kasha, also dama par. You do the dama sar like a dama par. She ain't tamulayim kasha also. Why does it say this pasuk? Umat tamulayim. Why does it say this pasuk kasha also? She you call as yosef shava. Everything's exactly the same. Geshem shlamata b'par sheva, kach lamata b'sar sheva. Umat by par is seven, by sar also seven. Lamad, we learn from here, kama lamata b'par b'sar. So we learn over here how much we know lamata par sar. We established that very clear seven times. Sheva, sheva, it's sheva. But lamaila bapar, in a day, we don't know lamaila par yet. Kama, v'reini don. So first let's try to make a limud. V'reini don. Never don lamaila b'sa'ir. Says by sa'ir one time. But never don, and says don there. Never don lamaila bapar. Ma lamaila b'sa'ir achas, af lamaila par achas. Or klacha der zoom. They say no. Never don lamata bapar, never don lamaila bapar. Both by par. Ma lamata par sheva, af lamaila par sheva. So where it says no. Nira lemi donim. Donim maila memaila, which is, we'll learn to have maila from par, maila from sa'ir. V'reini don maila memata. Not from maila from himself. No, adrabba. Say donim gufa megufa. Learn to have par from par, not par from sa'ir. V'reini don gufa me'alma. So Tamalayim in the same pasuk, but also as damai kasha also damapar shein tamal kasha also ma tamal kasha also she would call asiyos of shava. It's exactly the same. So basically, we take them a first thing by sayer, and you take them a first thing by par. You put them together, both of them v'achas lemayel of sheva lamata. Kishem shlamata v'par sheva kach lamata v'sar sheva. Just like by par it's seven on the bottom, by sayer it's seven on the bottom. Because shame shall mile besar achas, just like the mile besar is one, because it says oisai kach lemaile par achas. Therefore, mile of a par is also achas, and this is what the limit is, and that's how now you understand the first gemara that said that the lefnei akaparis is extra by the lefnei akaparis by sar is extra because you're learning that anyway from par, and the al hakaparis by lemaile by par is extra because anyway learning from sar, and that's what the gemara said before. Two drashos just learn from there. First of all, that doesn't mean exactly on the kaparis, and that means kedma. That's all the drashos in these psukim. So upon them, now we know that when you do the zrika inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, you do achas lemaila v'sheva lemata. One lemaila and sheva lemata. So the Gemara says, how do you count? You count like this. You say achas, then you say achas v'achas, then you say achas v'shtayim, then achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Tana Rabbanan. And the Gemara says this. So me and Machloikas had a count. Tana Rabbanan. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. That's how you count. You count one, then you count one on one, one on two, one on three. Read the Gemara this year to count. Achas, achas v'achas, then you say shtayim v'achas, sholosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chomesh v'achas, shesh v'achas, sheva v'achas. That's the Shalah had a count. But Loi Plig, it's not really a Machloikas and Din. Just marki asrei, marki asrei. It was the difference how they counted it. When they count 21, did they count 21 or 1 and 20? You know, in Yiddish, you say ein and zwanzig. So you count first the specific, then you do the general. The general one. We say by English 21. So it depends how if they said 21, so they said shtayim v'achas. Achas v'shtayim. But if you said, if you have ein and zwanzig, so then you said shtayim v'achas, sholosh v'achas, arba v'achas. That was the question, how to count. That's really the machlokes. Now the questions are to be, the kuliyama miyas hazor rishon etzricha minyan im kol achas v'achas. You have to include the first hazor with all the seven. Why in the world? Just the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What do you have to count it with? The kuliyama master, you have to count it. Why? So Gemara has two pshatim. One's that the rabbanon dig a pshat, and one's that the rais dig a pshat. My time, what's the reason? Rabbi Loz Oimer Shlo Yitte Bahazayis. You shouldn't make a mistake. Now, if you wait in between, you say 1, 2, 3, 4, you won't get mixed up as fast. He's saying, anyway, you put the achas there just to separate yourself between 1, 2. He's saying achas, v'achas, achas, v'shtayim. You just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you can get yourself mixed up with the hazayis. You're not going to count correctly. But here,
I think you can get mixed up is in the second one, the first one to the bottom.
No.
You do one, and then you can do it.
No,
two.
But when you count it, you might count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you say, oh, well, I want the 7. I forgot. But if you have a time to think in between, so then it's more. Rashi says, Shiyilei shoyis bin time, loses libay laminyan shloyita. That's Rashi's pshat. Tais Shonim does not like this pshat, and therefore he says from the Taurus Kahanim, a different pshat, from the Revoice, a different pshat, that the vart is that we're scared that you're going to forget and not going to do the first hazah.
The first one down.
He says, the first one's like this. If you're not going to count the one lamaila separately, yovish yitav yichlal hazor shoyin bechlal elul chesmon sheva. It's be part of the seven.
One, two, right?
We do that exactly. That's the Tosfos Shonim Pshat. Tosfos Shonim asks, so just count to eight. If you want to get figured out to count to eight. Tosfos brings down. That's his kasha. He says v'yashleim with Allah. After the mitzvah lahafsik matonis, you have to make a separation. You can't count eight at all. You have to have like a hafsik matonis. That's the but there's two pshatim in. But either way, the pshat is out of mistake. That's the rabbanon dig pshat. Everybody else's pshat. Rabbi Yechinama, the two pshat tomorrow. Rashi says you want to give time in between, just sticking a number, the achas in between, to give you time to think in between. According to the Shonim, the vart is because you might say 1, 2 instead of 1 and 1 and skip aza. Okay. What's the other pshat? Rabbi Yechinama, Amakra, it's a pasuk. They have to count that together with everything else. Why? The pasuk says, Afneak aparis yaza. Shain tam alemah yaza. What's the extra word? What's the word yaza? We know we're talking about hazah. Matam al yaza, limin al zar is shaino. Shetzricha minyan im kol achas v'achas. Afnei HaKapara is talking about the seven hazayis. And it says the word yazah. Teach us that the first hazah got to be counted with the whole Afnei HaKapara. Shetzricha minyan im kol achas v'achas. Now, my benai, what's nafkimina lahalacha between Rav Yechonon's pshat and Rav Lazar's pshat? Nafkimina is like this: loyman of loytah. You didn't do it. You didn't count achas. You said achas. Then you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you didn't make a mistake. Is it yaitza? According to Rav Lazar, yaitza. Lemaisa, you didn't make a mistake. The whole thing is the rabbanon that you shouldn't make a mistake. You didn't make a mistake. Rav Yechonon says no. It's exeris akasev, and like Rashi says, it says chuka leikuva. It says chuka on this, and it's ma'akev. Therefore, you won't be yaitza if you don't say achas v'achas. Rav Yechonon says if you don't say achas v'achas, you will not be yaitza your mitzvah of hazah.